Well, I think the best account on record is Dick Clark's, although I believe the commission on 9/11 will come out with some other stuff. A guy named Charles Perrow, I think, wrote a book called Normal Accidents, Dealing with High-Risk Technology. He talks about how simple systems have single points of failure that fail in easy to diagnose and correct ways. Complex systems have multiple points of failure that interact in their multiple cascade that are very hard to diagnose and fix. And the U.S. government is a constellation of complex systems that don't talk to each other very well. I'm willing to believe that 9/11 was a catalog of errors across a number of points, including Bush's not coming back to town. I also think it's very important to emphasize that a large part of the loss of life in 9/11 occurred because our police and fire communications in New York suck. They're not designed to be reliable in high-rise buildings. They're not designed to be interoperable. They're not designed, in fact, this is still true overseas, as Marines are flying in to rescue an embassy, they can't talk to the embassy from the helicopter. Okay? We have just basically built, I mean, you guys know the word kludge. Okay, this is kludge on steroids. Okay? The U.S. government is a mess. It's got many good people. Everybody, I think, tries to do a good job, and it's just a total mess. Command and control, communications, computing, and intelligence is Kafkaesque.
But it's been able to intercept every other airplane that strayed from airspace before that time.
I don't know the facts, but I think here we had basically 20 to 30 minutes during which half of it was wasted. There are also economies. The Pentagon has been gutted. People are no longer doing strip alerts. I just think everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong.
You just refuse to believe that conspiracy could have been possible.
No, you show me the facts and I'll believe it, but I don't think the facts are there. You know, there's this urban myth about the Israelis told every Jew in the World Trade Center not to show up for work. I don't think so. Huh? Look, let's go back to the basic fact that Al-Qaeda hit the World Trade Center with a car bomb in 1993. They have a track record of coming back to the same target. They have a fixation on cultural targets. There were, in fact, several airplanes. I think the grounding the airplanes immediately was one of the... In retrospect, I wasn't smart enough to think about this on the day of the event. I think what I would have done was sent out a broadcast message from the president to every single airline offering an immediate presidential pardon to anybody who murdered an asshole on the way to the cockpit, okay? And let the planes continue on their path, because that cost us a lot of money to ground the aircraft. But grounding the aircraft actually prevented hits on Sears Tower in Chicago and Bank of America and CNN in Atlanta, Bank of America in San Francisco and CNN in Atlanta, which were also on the list. And I think there was another plane designated for the White House or the Capitol. Okay? So grounding the airplanes actually prevented several other things. I mean, when I look at the FBI, I know FBI special agents, and they're good, dedicated, smart people who are trapped in a really rotten system. If you look at Special Agent Rowley's testimony, she's got shitty management, shitty data processing, shitty relations with the CIA. The whole system's broken. You know, and so if you want to talk about a conspiracy, I will talk about a conspiracy of inattentive publics and inattentive politicians and intelligence professionals who haven't been willing to speak up. There were 15 books by intelligence practitioner authors published in the 2 years prior to 9/11. That's an unheard of number of books, all of them advocating draconian intelligence reform. And nobody prior to 9/11 wanted to listen to me or anybody else. Very quickly.
Basically, I just want you to either
30 seconds.
Confirm or deny, just you don't feel comfortable making an authoritative statement about the technical details involving the airplanes unable to be...
I would be willing to believe that Dick Cheney and Karl Rove understood that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted Pearl Harbor to happen in order to be able to mobilize America. And I would be willing to believe that Dick Cheney and Karl Rove, if they had some inkling of 9/11... would have downplayed it in order to allow it to happen. And don't think this is unusual. Jim Bamford in the Puzzle Palace wrote how the JCS, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, proposed a covert operation to kill Americans on American soil in order to justify an attack on Cuba. Do not underestimate the idiocy of people in power. But on balance, I think 9/11 was a catalog of errors spanning multiple years, all of which can be traced back to a combination of political irresponsibility and professional incompetence across the board.
Okay? Thank you.